Shalom, friends, peace and blessings to you. The tefillah, the prayer known as Ashrei, begins with verses from Psalms 84 and 144. It says, Ashrei Yoshevei Veitecha, Od Yahalelucha Selah. Ashrei means joyful or praiseworthy. Yoshevei Veitecha are those who dwell in your house. Od Yahalelucha, they will continuously praise you. So in its plain meaning, it's talking about how wonderful it is to be in the ancient temple of God. But on a deeper level, the temple is a metaphor for the house that your awareness is constantly dwelling within, which is your own body. Ordinarily, we tend to see the body as a tool, as a mere extension of our mental and emotional intentions. And if our bodies aren't working the way we want them to, that can be a source of pain and frustration. But take a moment to imagine some wonderful place that you'd love to visit. When you get there, you're so struck by the awesomeness and beauty of the place that it's enough simply to be there. In other words, just being there is the goal. Now, what happens when you take that same attitude toward your own body? So try it for a moment. Take the attitude that being in your body is the goal. And if being in your body is the goal, then who is the you that's being in your body? The you, of course, is this mysterious thing called consciousness. And when you dwell in your body on purpose, not taking it for granted, but connecting deeply with your physical form by connecting with your breathing and with your senses, then your body becomes your temple. The next part of the verse says, Ashrei ha'am shekochalo, joyful is the people for whom this is so. So there's a story of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Polnoy that once he was invited to a brit, which is the ritual circumcision of a baby boy. He traveled in the pouring rain to a nearby village for the ceremony, but when he got there, they were lacking one person to make the minyan, which is the quorum of 10 people traditionally needed to perform the ceremony. The rabbi was so annoyed that he had to wait around and just waste his time. And on top of that, because of the rain, they couldn't even find a passerby to grab and make a minyan with. At last, a beggar came along, and they ran out to ask him to please come in and help make the minyan. So be it, said the beggar. When the beggar came in, they offered him a little hot tea. So be it, he said again. After the ceremony, they invited him to the meal. So be it, he repeated. The host asked the beggar, why do you keep saying so be it? Don't you have anything else to say? The beggar replied, it is written, Ashrei ha'am shekocholo, happy is the people for whom it is so. And with that, he vanished before their eyes. When the rabbi went to bed that night, he couldn't sleep. He kept hearing the beggar's words in his mind, so be it, so be it, so be it. And he soon realized that that beggar must have been Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet, who had come to correct him from his tendency to be impatient and annoyed. Then he whispered to himself, Ashrei ha'am shekochalo, happy is the people who accept that which is so. And he fell asleep. So this tendency of the mind and the emotions is often to resist that which is so, to pull away from the truth of this moment, either in judgment, as in the story, or even in just distractedness. But this tendency can be gently soothed through the practice of making your body your temple, of intentionally coming into connection with your breathing and your senses. That's because when you're present with your body, you can come to feel yourself as presence rather than as resistance. And when you feel yourself and know yourself as presence, it can begin to dawn on you that everything in your experience is coming and going, all within one reality, within one experience, and you are that one reality. Ashrei ha'am shehashem Elohav, happy is the people for whom reality is God. So let's sing these words and then we will go into some meditation. So as we sing these words, you can have the kavanah relating to the different parts of the verses. Ashrei yoshvei v'techa, joyful are those who dwell in your house. So when you're chanting that, aware to bring your consciousness into your body, dwelling within your body as if it is a temple of presence. Od yahalelucha selah, forever they will thank you, selah. So having gratitude for being able to dwell in the body, really for being alive. Ashrei ha'am shekachalo, joyful are the people who accept that which is so. So as you dwell within your body, you're releasing resistance to anything that arises in your experience. Ashrei ha'am shehashem elohav, joyful are the people for whom existence itself is God. So when you're not resistant to anything that's arising, there's the recognition that everything that arises is happening within the space of this moment. Everything that arises is part of reality. And as it all comes and goes, the openness within which the miracle of being happens is God, and you are not separate from that. Ashrei yoshvei v'techa, od yahalelucha selah, ashrei ha'am shekachalo. Ashrei ha'am shehashem elohav, ashrei yoshvei v'techa, od yahalelucha selah, ashrei Ha'am shekachalo, ashrei ha'am shehashem elohav, ashrei yoshvei v'techa, od yahalelucha selah, ashrei ha'am shekachalo, ashrei ha'am shehashem elohav, ashrei yoshvei v'techa, practicing with meditation, offering your attention to this moment, hand on your heart, with Lecha. Lecha. And Ashrei yoshvei v'techa, bringing your left hand to your belly, dwelling within your body, with Na'aseh. Na'aseh. Bringing your right hand to your forehead. Ashrei ha'am shekachalo, being the open space of awareness that accepts whatever is so with Vinishma. Vinishma. Kissing your fingers, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elohav. Joyful are the people for whom existence is the divine with Atahu. Now is the divine. This moment is divine. Atahu. Sit for 7 minutes. bringing your right hand to your heart, once again offering yourself to this moment with Lecha. Lecha. Bringing your left hand to your belly, connecting with your body and your breathing. Naase. Naase. Right hand to your forehead, open to the truth of all that arises without resistance. Venishma. Venishma. Atahu. Until next time.